Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The inauguration of Donald Trump was a history-making event, the culmination of a phenomenal campaign and election. That's the headline. My broadcast partner, Ken Timmerman, was there at the inauguration and will give us more details on what happened in just a moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You had the distinct pleasure of being at the inauguration of Donald Trump and pretty close to where the president was standing when he took the oath of office.
You know, Jimmy, it's really something. I've been to inaugurations before, but just amazing to be in the midst of so many people who are so enthusiastic. It's just amazing, Jimmy, seeing our country coming together again in a common purpose and in civility.
Well, this was indeed a history-making event. I mean, one of the great political phenomenons of all time, a man coming from nowhere to the most powerful position in all the world. We're, of course, talking about Donald Trump. I was watching it on television. I didn't have the emotion of being there as both Mike Pence and Donald Trump were sworn into office. It was really moving, wasn't it?
It was, and you could see this in the crowd. There was such pent-up expectation as both Pence and Trump were taking the oath of office. You could have heard a pin drop. And then when he got to the end, this explosion of joy and of applause for him. It's a great relief, I think, for so many Americans to know that the government, once again, belongs to them, the people of the United States.
Give me some more thoughts about that inaugural address.
He started right off the bat saying, we're now going to rebuild our country. We're going to look forward and restore the economy. He was saying to his predecessor, you know, what have you been doing for the past 8 years? You've left our country a wreck, and we have to rebuild it. In his speech, he was very gracious to President Obama personally, you know, applauded him for the transition and the graciousness that Obama and his wife extended to the Trumps at the White House. Just in terms of politics, it was, as you say, it was a repudiation of politics as usual. And Donald Trump said this extraordinary thing that today will go down in history as the day that power was transferred from Washington, D.C. back to the people of the United States. That's certainly the line that just leapt out of me as he was delivering the speech.
Ken Timmerman, who was an eyewitness to the inauguration of Donald Trump. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Revelation 17:17 says that the Lord will use human world leaders to direct the scenario of the end time events found in Bible prophecy. The now President of the United States, President Trump, will indeed be the instrument of God to play a key role in leading the nation, and in fact the world, into God's plan for the future. As Christians, our duty is subjection to the higher authority, Romans chapter 13, and supplication. In other words, pray for this world leader, Donald Trump. And that's 1 Timothy chapter 2. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...